Well, this evening I'm going to be talking about the law. Everybody say the law. Amen. When I was growing up when I was younger, I was watching TV and there was a show called This is the Law. I don't know if anybody remembers it. And that was from 1972 to 76. I was maybe 8 to 10 years old. And I remember seeing that. And so there's many aspects of the law that we, as we start to get older, we find out more about this law business, like especially how many of you ever heard put your seatbelts on? That's the law. Amen. And then I learned about speeding, and that's the law as well. And so speeding, but I've got some inside information from some OPP officers that actually allowed me to go 10 miles above the speed limit. I told that to Luke, but I said, that's on the highway, that's not in town. Through the school zones, but the OPP said, yeah, you should be able to get away with 10, but 15, you're pushing it, and you're going to get a ticket. And so there is a law, a speeding law. And so there's many things about law. There's the law of gravity. How many ever jump up and down, and you come back down? And so there's a law of gravity. In the Old Testament, there's the law that Moses brought. And so there's something about a spiritual law that I want to talk about this evening, and that is found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen? Let's all say that. The law of the Spirit of life, amen, in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So we're going to talk about that this evening, about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because there is a law. You know, I really believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is smart, much smarter than me, and much smarter than all the laws of the land. He created everything, and when he says that there is a law, there is a law. And you know, there's going to be people that are going to spend eternity in a place called hell, a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth because of the simple law that they didn't receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. That is really, really sad. And God's not out to be a mean judge by any way, shape, form, or fashion. He is a loving God, provided everything possible, and I believe he works on everybody. When I got born again in 1987, I didn't know much. I knew a little bit of going to Sunday school and so forth and listening to my mother. And because she's a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, living with a husband that's not born-again, spirit-filled Christian. And I watched and observed her whole life. She's still alive today. My dad has gone on at 74 years old. And man, she had something there. She had the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And that was something that worked in her. So I didn't know very much. But when I got saved, it was just like a pleading for mercy. If there's anything you can do, come on, help me. I believe in Jesus. You know, no doctrine, much at all. And the reality came to pass. And so there is a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that is very, very true. And then there's a law also of sin and death. Now, the dictionary meaning for a law is the principles and regulations established in a community by some authority and applicable to its people, whether in the form of legislation or a custom and policies recognized and enforced by a judicial decision. Another one is any written positive rule or collection of rules prescribed under the authority of a state or nation as by the people in a constitution. Another one is the controlling influence of such rules, the condition of society brought about by their observance, maintaining law. And so that's just a natural law, but there is a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now I heard John G., I didn't hear him personally, but 20 years ago I heard the statement of Romans 8 and verse 2. It says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, John G. Lake was a man of God. I believe he was from Canada. He ended up in the States, and then he ended up in Africa, where he actually he was doing supernatural things. I was going to say he flew through the air and saw Africa, and so I'm going to say it. He flew through the air and saw Africa, okay? It's a supernatural, spectacular thing that God took him above, and he went through the clouds. Brother Hagin said he said that had the same experience as when he flew in an airplane. He said that actually God took him through, and he saw the land and everything. And John G. Lake was one of those guys, and God called him to Africa, and some hundreds of thousands of people were ministered to with healing there. Now, there was a bubonic plague that happened there, and he said, take some of that white froth that comes out of their mouth and put it on my hand. And the scientists were there, and they took some of that froth out of that live froth from that bubonic plague and put it in his hand, and the scientists looked through the microscope, and they said, it dies as soon as it touches your hand. It dies, because that is a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. They said, what is it? And he said, he quoted that scripture. He said, it is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the laws of sin and death. That doesn't mean that we're going to live forever in this present state. Of course, our bodies are temporal. They will get older and they will go on. But there is a law that God has placed in life for us, and we should all partake of it. And if you're born again, you already are partaking of that law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Over in Romans chapter 10, it says that Jesus Christ has come to, I'll give you life and life more abundantly. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But because we got the life of Jesus in us, we get life and life more abundantly. Amen? So we get life and life more abundantly because of Jesus. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. As soon as I got born again, I knew that there all of a sudden there was a law of love in my heart. I got the law of love in my heart. And there is life in Jesus. There is absolute life. You and I are going to have to operate in that kind of life, and we do it by faith. Everybody say by faith. So if you want the very best that God has for you of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you're going to have to do it by faith. And God's laid principles down. He's given us life and life more abundantly. But he says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Over in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Before I was born again, and before you were born again, you were bound by the devil. I don't care how your life is right now. You may not have knowledge, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But actually, everybody that has received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are free from the devil. Isn't that exciting? Amen? Doesn't mean he doesn't come around and whisper in your ear or try to push your buttons and try to get you upset and about certain things and certain situations, but you have authority over him, and that is exciting. Now, the person that knows that and goes back into the things of darkness, then it's tough. It's tougher. I would say tougher to get back, but it's possible. All things are possible to him who believes. But when you got born again, you are free from demonic activity. The people that aren't born again, that are operating in the law of sin and death, they can't help it but sin. That is their nature. You know, it's like an old the illustration that we had about the racehorse. You know, you could take an old floppy mule and trim his nails and polish him up and clean him up and do the best you can, feed him some vegetables or whatever, and put him on the racetrack. And when the gun blows, that old mule is just going to flop down the track. But you take a horse that's not even half as good, you didn't even train him very much, but you put him in there and, man, you hit the button and that horse goes, because he is a racehorse. And when you and I got born again, we became racehorses. Amen? We became something that we never before existed. We used to be a mule, but now we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are new creatures. That's something that's never before existed. But your mind, you still got the same old mind, and our mind needs continual renewing with the Word of God. Otherwise, you're going to think like the old mule. You're going to come up to the same situation, you know, as you thought about before you were born again. Think the same thought patterns, act the same way, but God doesn't want you to act the same way. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the laws of sin and death. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. I don't act the way I used to act. Amen. Sometimes, you know, it can creep up and you can have a few little tricks, but it's still, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. There is a life that God has given us, and it's in Christ Jesus. And when you've accepted him, it's a law, and you're going to make it. Amen? You're going to go far with God when you get the principles of God's word. So Jesus, he destroyed the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now there's three areas of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and then I will go to three areas of the law of sin and death. But the first three areas that God has given us in the life of spirit of life in Christ Jesus is A, you are a new creation. That is the very most important, that when you accepted Jesus, all things are become new. Amen. Old is passed away. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. When I went to my 10-year reunion, it was the school reunion. Now I guess it's going to be 40 years. I went to the 10-year reunion. I just graduated from Bible school. Oh, I was so happy. Hey, so I stood up there and I said something. I don't know what I said. I said something about hell and I said this and that. And they're just like, and one person says, I can't believe that's you. I can't believe it's you. And I said, I can't either. Because I'm a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There was a lady that actually took the award for being the most changed. But another person came up to me. She said, you're the most changed. I should have got that award. But they gave it to some other girl, which incidentally was born again too. Amen. I found out that she was born again as well. So thank God for the born again people. Amen. But change has taken place. Change has taken place. And so you are a child of God. You're part of the family of God. You're in the family. And so the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're not the old creature. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. 1 John 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God, I'm born of the Spirit of God. Therefore, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Woo! You know, Pastor Roma talks sometimes about Frederick Casey Price, and I've been reading his book again on faith. Faith is simply acting on what you believe. Faith is simply acting on what you believe. Amen? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. I believe and therefore I've spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. If you got trash coming out of your mouth, guess what? That's what you believe. And you put it in there, but you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And if you want to overcome, then you're going to have to speak powerful words of God's words coming out of your mouth. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Yes, I could think the old way. Yes, I can go through the same old, same old, same old, same old. But I don't want to go into the same old. Amen? I'm not bound either. Amen? That's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus speaking. You're not bound. The person that said, I can, 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 I can. Guess what? You can't. The power of your words is putting you in an I can't place. But God says, no, you can. You can overcome all obstacles, all situations. Amen? You can be the happiest camper in the camping ground. Amen? That is you. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you had a revelation of your sins being forgiven, you'd be happy. If you think, well, you know, I'm not that bad. No, everybody, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every single person has fallen short of the glory of God. There's one lady back home. She's an older lady now, but she thinks that she's going to make it to heaven on good works. She ain't going to do it because God set up a law that everybody must come through Jesus Christ. Whether the wickedest, wicked, 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 wicked on this side or the sweetest, kindest, meanest devil on this side, you're not going to make it, amen? It's only through Jesus Christ. And so, A, forgiveness of sins and a spiritual salvation have brought from spiritual death to spiritual life. That is what God has given you. Over in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given under heaven, whereby given among men, whereby we might be saved. So it is through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's name. Revelation 1:18. I am he that liveth, and I was dead, Jesus talking. Behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. Woo, I have the keys of death and hell. Jesus Christ, he whipped the devil, and he overcame, and now he's given us the same ability. Now, if you've missed it and you've sinned, all you do is you confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I encourage everybody to read 1 John, the 1 John book there at the back of the Bible. That is a super book. I'm talking about children of God and children of the devil. I don't like to say children of the devil, but, you know, God Almighty made everybody, you know. He made Hitler, you know. He made humans. And so I like to say God made everybody, but according to God the Father, the Creator, he said there's children of God and there's children of the devil. Two camps. And we, of the spirit of law, of life in Christ Jesus, are of the camp. We are the children of God. Amen? And we have to stand up for it. I'm sorry that people will die and go to hell. I'm sorry if you're a child of the devil. All you have to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, and you're in the camp. Amen? You're in the camp. And now it was hard for me because I knew that if I crossed over to the camp of the Christians, I just thought you're going to, okay, so if you swore, you're not going to swear. You know, you drank, okay, you're not going to be drinking. Or you smoked, you're not going to be smoking. That's all I thought. That's what that was the mentality I had of being a Christian. But when I accepted the Lord, that's not what it's about. It's about the new creation in Christ Jesus. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the laws of sin and death. Amen? So know that you are a child of God. Just before we go to B, which is prosperity, which God has given us in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, 1 John 3:10 says, in this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whoa, but every child of the devil can actually become a child of God by simple acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ and the washing and cleanness with his precious blood. And the confession that, hey, you can't make it on your own. You need a Savior. So A is a salvation. And B, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, is prosperity. Everybody say prosperity. Prosperity. Now, God has provided prosperity for us. It shouldn't be the first and most focus. But God has provided for his children. He wants everybody to experience prosperity. Amen? Having more than enough. Amen? Blessed and a blessing. Prosperity. Not poverty, but prosperity. Now, prosperity in 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, the guy came from heaven. God, in the form of Jesus, came from heaven, the glorious heaven, and he came down in a stable. That's rough. Yeah, he was given some gifts by the wise man and had some things. He had a nice garment that was beautifully. They gambled for it. He had some nice clothes. But he became poor, the Bible says. He became poor, and to hang on a cross, he became poor for us. Though he was rich at our sakes, he became poor. And you, through his poverty, might be rich. Amen. Full supply. Everybody say, I'm rich. Because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free. Amen? From poverty and from lack and even from the spiritual attack that the enemy wants to put on each person. But you got to fight your good fight of faith and say, no, I'm not listening. I will not listen. You know, he's not going to push you physically because he's a spirit. But he does push your mind and tries to bend your thoughts in a bad direction, saying, we're not going to have enough. No, you're going to have a brand new vehicle. If you can believe it, amen, you can receive it. Hallelujah. And God Almighty supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So prosperity. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has supplied us prosperity. See, he's provided health and healing. Everybody say health and healing. It's part of the package. It's part of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the laws of sin and death. Now, sin causes death. And all sin and sickness, I want to just label it for the devil's playground. You know, he's the guy that's, he did it all. Yeah, he tricked Adam and Eve in the garden, and the whole thing went downhill from there. But then Jesus Christ came and brought it back for us. And the Bible says that he was wounded. The three great scriptures is Matthew 8, 17, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, and 1 Peter 2, 24. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. That is faith talking when you say, I believe that I receive my healing. In fact, he's provided healing for me 2,000 years ago. This is part of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is health, and it is healing. That is part of the deal. That's part of the life and life more abundantly. It's part of what God has provided for us in this atonement and this place where he died, rose again from the dead, and he reigns forever in heaven. Amen? So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has provided health, has provided healing for us. And you fight the good fight of faith. You use your faith to fight against anything that comes your way. The sniffles, the sneezes, the this, the that, the sore back, the sore leg, the whatever, whatever, and swift healing. God wants us all. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the laws of sin and death. So we continually fight the good fight of faith every day. And that's not a losing fight. That's one because Jesus Christ has provided it for us because it is a law. And when he says it's a law, then it's a law. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's the life of God inside of the believer that puts him over and overcomes. Now, you can still tamper in the old ways, but guess what? It's not going to benefit you. It's not going to be any benefits. You know, some people say, you can sin, you can. We're not giving them a license to sin. No, no, no. If you have a revelation that sin is actually a detriment to your faith, and without faith it is impossible to please God, and you are blessed with your faith, I tell you, you don't want to sin. Amen? You want to stay away from sin because sin is going to hurt me. You know, people are very selfish in a lot of different ways, and so you don't want to hurt yourself. Hey? The Bible says you nourish your flesh, you pet it, you know, you're putting creams on it, you're trying to make it look the best you can with what? You're getting a suntan, you're getting some vitamin E, you're getting things. And so you treat yourself good. And so God Almighty knows that you Almighty it'll benefit you if you keep away from sin. Amen? How many believe that? See, you acted your faith by putting up your hand. How many of you believe that sin is... It's just the best thing since sliced bread. Anybody out there? Hey? Well, the Bible says there's pleasure in the world for a season. Well, how long is the season? No, it's not. It's a detriment actually to your health. It's a detriment to your wealth. It's a detriment to your well-being. Amen? And God always replaces something with something better. Amen? Always something with something better. Now, if you've got no hope and you're hopeless and you don't think things can change, well, yeah, that's a bad state. And, of course, then you're going to dabble. But if you know that God Almighty has provided everything we need, full supply of health, full supply of prosperity, amen? He wants to bless us more than we would want. Bless ourselves. And he's provided salvation. So sweet. So health and healing, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, I like to read the Bible, so I'm going to read a portion of Scripture, and then we're going to go on to the laws of sin and death. Over in Colossians 1:13, it says, this is Pastor Roma's Scripture, who hath, everybody say hath, delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He hath did it. And when he did it for me when I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when we get knowledge of that, guess what? Hallelujah, praise God, he hath delivered me from the powers of darkness. Sin no longer is my master. Jesus is my master, my Lord, my personal friend, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the soon coming King. He's going to be forever and ever and ever Lord. Amen? And anybody that thinks that they can get around him is false. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. Hallelujah. He is the door. He is the way. He is the whole shebang. And so thank God for that. So the portion of scripture I wanted to read before we go on to the law of sin and death is Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22. It says, this is a beautiful rendition of what we should do as new creations in Christ Jesus. That you put off, everybody say put off, concerning the former conversation, the old man. You got to put that guy off, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you put on, everybody say put on. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away, everybody say put away. Lying. Now, I've been dealing with lying lately, and some people say lying's not too bad. But lying is lying. You can't get around lying. I grew up, we didn't lie. You know, I don't remember telling a lie. Cindy tells me, where she come from, they're full of liars. I didn't say where. But anyways... But lying, the Bible says that Satan is the father of lies. So if I, in my little pea brain, in my big life, want to lie, guess what? I'm hooked up with the devil. Me and the devil are partners. And his dirty deeds I will do, done cheap. And so that's bad. So I don't want to lie. Brother Hagin says, you got to have a conscience that's sensitive, that when you do wrong, you know immediately. If you lie, it should be like red lights on the inside of you. Woo, woo, woo. Pull it over, pull it over. You're getting the ticket, buddy. And so that should be just like you always want to keep your conscience sensitive. Amen? Sensitive to the least thing. Did I say that right? Did a cuss word come from my mouth? Forgive me, Lord. I cussed. I swore. Please forgive me in Jesus' name. And the Bible says he's faithful to forgive us of all if we confess our sins. If we don't confess our sins, you're living with that. But the most sensitive time. So be sensitive when it comes to the big, fat lies. Lies are bad. Bad news. And God said in other scriptures, if you take the Bible as a whole, there's five things he really hates. And twice he said out of the five things, I don't like deceptive lies. And I like the truth, or people that speak lies, because lies is the father, Satan. All lies come from Satan. He is the father of lies. 25, wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Verse 26, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Right there in verse 27, so if we partake in some of these things here, lying, being overly angry and so forth and so on, we are giving place to the devil. He gets a stronghold in our lives. He gets a foothold in our lives. Verse 28, let him that stole. Everybody say steal. No more. Amen. So if you happen to be a kleptomaniac stealing stuff, you're going to have to slap. No stealing. Amen. Oh, and what about pens? No. I bring back my Spirit Alive pens. I've had bundles of them at home, but I brought them back. Amen? I'm making right. I'm making restitution. You could have one or two, but you can't have 100. So let him that stole steal no more. Let that be in your vocabulary. Let that be in your understanding that if I steal, guess what? I'm siding in with the devil. I'm giving place to the devil in my life. So let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. See, there's a good work for the labor force. working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you. Everybody say, put away. From you with all malice or evil thinking. Verse 32, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So that is a little bit of extra with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now we'll go over to the law of sin and death. Now Romans 6 verse 23, it says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. So you could take everything we said about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and just do the opposite, and there you're going to have the law of sin and death, because it's the same thing. It's just the curses of those old things. Number 1A is the law of sin and death is you're spiritually dead and you're spiritually not aware of, you don't have that new creation reality. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, they fellowshiped with God. They talked with God in the cool of the evening, which I thought it was interesting with Frederick C. Casey Price as well. He said that it's possible that they actually saw God because they went and hid themselves. You don't hide yourself from somebody unless you know where they are and how they look, which is very interesting. First time revelation that I've even heard that. But it's possible. And then nowadays, we don't see him physically with our natural eyes, but we know him in our spirits, in our hearts. But it's the spiritual death. Adam and Eve ate of the fruit. And the Bible says, if you eat, you will die. All these other fruits, who knows, maybe thousands, ten thousands of fruits. Eat anyone you want. Have fun. Enjoy. Just that one there, don't touch it. It didn't say touch it. Don't eat of it. For the day you eat of it is the day you die. Well, they ate of it. They didn't die instantly, but they died spiritually. They were alienated from God. So the law of the spirit of death, and the law of the spirit of sin and death is that you're alienated from God. You're separated from God. You don't know God. You don't have fellowship with him. And so that is part of the law of sin and death. It is part of the old curse. Another one is poverty. Satan is the god of this world. And so poverty, even though there's people that are prospering and are not believers, well, the Bible says he's the god of this world. And so he can at times, but you'll see the end result. The Bible says you got to take it as a whole. David was complaining once of the wealth of the wicked, and it's pretty well, he says, you know, they're just like the leaf. They're here today and then they're gone. They're just like the grass. It's going to wither away. It's not permanent. But with God, it is permanent. Amen? We get to be all throughout eternity enjoying the goodness of God. And so that's going to be wonderful. So poverty is from Satan. He's the one that kills, steals, and destroys. But Jesus Christ comes that we might have life and life more abundantly. Over in Deuteronomy 28 is a good chapter. You feel free to read it anytime. It talks about blessings, that if you obey God, you're going to get all these blessings. But it says if you don't obey God, which would be the law of sin and death, this is what it says in Deuteronomy 28:19. You'll grope at noonday as a blind gropes in the darkness. You shall not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt only be oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man will help you. Deuteronomy 28:19. Now that is solid, that is truth, but if I want to get away from the things of God, guess what? That's my lot in life. Is going to be that kind of stuff. And I don't want to mess with that, and so I'm sticking on the good side. So see, another one of the law of sin and death is sickness. So sickness is the result of the enemy and his camp. Deuteronomy 28:61, again from that same book, it says, every sickness, every plague, that's not written in the book of the law, it says here, then the Lord will bring upon you until you be destroyed. Now, right there, we want to just make a correction, because you got to take the Bible as a whole. The Lord doesn't bring upon sickness and disease. People bring sickness and disease upon themselves because of disobedience and the curse that's in the world. You can be sick just because you're in this world. There's flu bugs. There's this. There's that. There's another thing. But sickness, if you're away from the things of God, you are more susceptible to getting sick, okay? Amen? And I want to just make sure that everybody knows that God, even though it says that in the King James, you have to take it as a whole. God is not out to break people's legs, hurt them. But I know if you and I get away from the things of God, guess what? Then we're in somebody else's camp. And that's the enemy's camp, where we don't want to be. And where the enemy's camp is, there's sickness, there's disease, there's poverty, there's lack, there's all kinds of trash. So sickness is part of that curse of the law of the sin and the death. But Jesus Christ has given us the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And so there is two laws at work there. There's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and then there's the law of sin and death. Amen? So let's all stand and let's thank God for the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the laws of sin and death. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that you've given us that Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Thank you so very much that we have life and life more abundantly. That you've come that we might have life and life more abundantly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to take away, hallelujah, the purpose and the cause of Satan, and he totally whipped him and defeated him. And so, Jesus, we want to say thank you. Praise your mighty holy name. Let's thank God. If you have the life of God in you and you want to give him praise, Father, we want to thank you for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free, has set me free from the laws of sin and death. We're no longer in the bondage under the captive of the devil, but we are free, and you've come to give us life and life more abundantly. O voko shoko baranga sevata de kuroma sandarebe kese. I've come to give you life and life more abundant. Thank you, Lord, for that abundant life. Help us to think in line clearly with the Word of God, that any opportunity that we have to operate in that life, the God kind of life, that life of the Spirit of God that you provided for us, help us to be able to speak. Help us to be able to act in line with the life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the laws of sin and death. Toko barangish tembora, eva samburoma kata barangish te, ho parama sandarabi kita, eva samburoma koshtoko barama sandarabi kisi krebasa. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that life. Ho poroma sandarabi kisi. Semberamasa, as you speak in tongues, you're stirring up that life on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Sembo kobarangata, ijavo soburomata. You're praying out mysteries. You're praying out secrets. You're praying out your future. You're praying out relationships. Thank you, Father, that when we operate the God kind of faith, that when we do, hallelujah, as you say do, it is yes and amen. It is thus and is so. God, you cannot lie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Sembo kubranka. It is a law, it is from the foundation of the world, and it cannot be changed. Hallelujah. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the laws of sin and death. Satan has no more master over you. Hallelujah. You are free. You are free because the Son has set you free. Thank you, Jesus. Sobu Roma Sanda. Holy Spirit, quicken our mortal bodies, hallelujah, by your Spirit, to that life of God on the inside of us, hallelujah, quicken us, by the Spirit of God, you're able to quicken us, make us alive, hallelujah, to be able to fight every wrong thought, every foul of the enemy, every demon, devil, and evil spirit that would suggest anything contrary to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And we say, you cease your maneuvers. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Hallelujah. When Jesus spoke it, it was so. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that life of God. Teach us, help us to grow and develop in that life so we can do all and be all that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so kindly for listening. Amen. If you're here and you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you have not received that special gift. Amen. Hallelujah. How about you, sir? Beside Ed, you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's you. You, brother, have you ever received Jesus? Well, come on down here. Come on, brother. Let's give him a hand. Okay, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. You want that life? Yeah. Okay, you say, dear God, close your eyes. Lift your other hand up to heaven. That's where your help comes from. Say, dear God, I believe in Jesus. I believe he's the Savior of the world and of me. Come into my heart. Forgive me of all sin. Every sin that I've ever thought about, that I ever did, wash me clean in your precious blood, the blood of Jesus. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Now lift both hands and thank him. Thank you, Father, for saving this gentleman. What's your name?
Floyd.
Roy?
Floyd.
Floyd? Father, thank you for Floyd. He's part of the family of God. His name will not be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life, but he is there. You are my brother. Okay, give me a hug. God bless you. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Amen. And so, Pastor, you got? He's got something. Let's give him a hand.